Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
To another Britflix.com podcast. My name's Stuart Wright, and today's guest is Christina Metropoulou, screenwriter and founder of the Owl Screenwriting Program. Welcome to the show.
It's wonderful to be here. Thank you for the invitation, Stuart.
Cards on the table, listener. I was a participant on the first Owl program last year, and I really wanted to invite Christina on to talk about the program because applications are now open for the second year. How would you describe the Owl Screenwriting Program? When you were founding it, what was your vision for it?
Well, first of all, it was lovely to have you in the inaugural year last year. The whole class was fantastic. What happened was this. I had been dreaming of launching a script development workshop in Athens for many years, actually, because I, as a screenwriter, I had been writing for Greek television and films for a number of years. And then at some point, I started writing for the international market. And I thought the rules of the game would be more or less the same. And boy, was I mistaken. So basically what happened is I made every single mistake possible in landing an agent, pitching my project, understanding what a co-production is, understanding the finances, understanding what a showrunner does. So I'm also a mom, and being a mother and a nurturing person, I wanted to create a workshop where screenwriters could save themselves the trouble of learning the wrong way all the faux pas we could make. So I wanted to create, the dream was to create a workshop where A, we could work on our scripts, the screenwriters could come and work on their scripts and ameliorate their projects, but also understand the business side as well, because I think it's part of the job. I think it's part of the job to know that you need to take notes, you need to do rewrites, you need to be able to collaborate. So I wanted to create a safe environment where people could learn those tools. And we were really lucky because while setting this up, I wasn't alone. Obviously, I had a team and a lot of people helped us out. First of all, the city of Athens, who is basically funding it. But the main goal and where we lucked out is we managed to convince mentors to come to Greece and not just do a panel or do a masterclass, but actually sit down and read the scripts and give one-to-one notes to the writers. I'm very curious to hear your experience there. Because in real life, what happens is you write and then you go pitch and then you start getting notes and it never starts fun. It usually starts ugly. So I wanted to create an environment where you can mock pitch it by sending it to someone like Dan McRae from Studio Canal or Brendan Fitzgerald from who's the SVP of Sony Pictures in Europe, and get feedback from people like that who are professional working people before you actually officially submit it to someone. So I wanted to create that opportunity and that hub for writers.
Indeed. And as someone that went through that on the inaugural one, it was invaluable, if I'm honest with you. Because on the one hand, like you say, you're getting that expert from the coalface advice and response at the point before the script gets to go out to the people like them out in the industry, full stop. So you're getting a kind of like belt and braces approach to your script development, but also the simple the sort of variety of people that I was able to have one to ones with. So for me, I was I had Kristen Bennett from Lear Pictures, Bradley Cooper's company. I had Dan McCrae from Studio Canal, and I had Peter Strawn, the Oscar nominated screenwriter. So having that sort of variety of views and having been able to sit down, not only have they read your script, and this is an important thing to get across for anyone listening who's thinking of applying, is you then get 90-minute one-to-one with them. They haven't just read your script and then say, here's some pointers for you. You get to sit down with them and discuss your screenplay with them, get to discuss their reaction. And that's where the best script development happens, the minute you can have a dialogue with someone that's got an insight into your work.
Oh, I am so happy you had a good experience with that. And the class was phenomenal, too. Mm. I mean, I didn't see that coming, but the group of people, the group of screenwriters, the peers, and the group of mentors, we all bonded very well. So it became a very fun and friendly experience on top of all the networking.
Yeah, I mean, again, like you said, getting people in who were going to be there for the entirety, not just to come and do a workshop on a writer's contract or what it's like to be in development. You would get up in the morning and get your breakfast, and there would be Dan McCrae, and you'd get to have a chat with him just over a croissant, and then you'd be and the OWL organized excursions in the evening. So we were a kind of like a charabang touring around together. We'd go to this place and that place. But that all helped with that because networking isn't a sort of you meet people, then you're in your network. There is a time for that. And a word we were using earlier before recorded, there's a time for that relationship to percolate, And in that environment, which was a very safe environment, you were able to sort of grow as yourself and grow in terms of, because you don't know these people. So you can have perceptions of what they might want out of you. But actually, you can only be yourself when you're with people for 5 days. You can't be somebody else. And that's a great thing.
I am extremely happy to hear that. It was a surprise, to be honest. But we did speak with everyone before inviting them, all the mentors. And that's what we're doing for year two. Mm. Again, we're speaking with the people. So I guess the personalities that gather are also important. Because the people that come with an open mind and an open heart and the willingness to read and put their time to meet the writers and speak with them. So you got to be a nice bloke to do that.
And I think that's part. I mean, not to make it sound like it's going to be overwhelming for someone coming on it, but I think you've got to be prepared to be open to meeting new people and letting that happen. You're not picking and choosing who you're going to talk to or not talk to, as it were. It's very much about you're all there together, so make it a together experience. Not I'm going there to win or I'm going there to do this, whatever that might be. I think that would be the wrong attitude to go into it.
Correct. Though we do give awards.
I was going to say yes. I mean, that wasn't me trying to wedge in a kind of segue.
Well, but it was a well deserved award, Stuart.
that was a very proud moment for me.
For those listening, Stuart did receive the award for best feature for an incredible screenplay. I don't know if we're allowed to say that.
Well, but you've said it now, and I won't edit that out. But for the sake of the program, it is you go away for 5 days to Athens, where you have the one to ones, you have the workshops, you have all the excursions and the getting to know each other. Then you come away from that experience with an action plan that is your next, what you're going to do with the next draft. You then write the next draft. And if I'm remembering rightly, is that submitted in the new year?
Yes. So we are making some changes this year. Mm-hmm. We're keeping the core values intact. So the screenwriters will come to Athens for 5 days. To meet with the mentors and get all the feedback and the development notes that their projects deserve. And then they'll go home, hopefully let those notes gestate and speak. There will, again, be a university, a professor from university. It's going to be Scott Myers this year, who is coming from DePaul. And he's a wonderful professor. And he is the author of a great book, by the way, called The Protagonist's Journey, which is a great book for screenwriters. So then the screenwriters will do more one-to-one sessions in February with Scott. And this year, we're also going to do peer-to-peer reading. So we're going to split, like in addition to the one-to-ones, the writers are going to be split into two cohorts, the film cohort and the television cohort.
Okay.
And read each other's work as well. And in order to better... to basically better filter all the notes they will be given. It's easier to then have a final session where the writers can sit down with their fellow writers and with Scott and say, okay, this is what happened. These are the notes I got. This is what the direction I feel I should take now.
Got you.
So they rewrite and then regroup online in February.
Mm-hmm.
And then the OWL circles back and closes. It's going to close in September. September of 2024, back in Athens. And what we're going to do is we're going to expand the OWL, and we're launching, and we're starting from this year, we're launching the OWL Industry Days, which is going to be a two-day event. It's a side activity, and all the writers are welcome to participate, where we're bringing 20 extra people from Europe. And these are going to be people from ZDF, from Constantine Productions, from like BBC. I mean, we're reaching out to a lot of people. These are business people. So it's going to be a very industry specific event where by 2024, all the writers will get to pitch their projects in front of international producers.
Fantastic.
Yes, we're very excited for this.
So what we should tell people is, for those wanting to apply, I'll put a link in the show notes so where people to go. So what do you ask for in the application? What's the criteria, and what do people need to give?
Well, this is for professional writers, so people that have some experience, a first feature or some hours of television, because the workshop is not it doesn't teach the basics. It's really development. It's really further ameliorating the craft and giving the business tools.
Okay.
Credits aside, the application is really simple. It basically asks for, it's a project-driven workshop. So you need to have a full script, either a feature film or the pilot of a TV show, a one-hour drama. The one requirement that we have, because it's an Athens-based workshop, is that the projects can be shot basically in Athens and Greece. So it can be adapted to be shot here. They don't need to be about Greece. Really anything can be shot here, even interior shots, even a series like Tehran has nothing to do with Greece, but all of it was shot here. So because Greece has launched a very lucrative cash rebate system and we're attracting a lot of productions here, a lot of producers are looking to bring their work here, but they don't know of enough projects that can be shot here.
Okay.
So we're looking to match the writers and the producers and make magic happen.
Fantastic. It sounds suitably ambitious. Well done.
Thank you.
Now, the closing date is when?
It's August 20th. Any information, feel free to check our website, and the applications are on Coverfly.
Brilliant. Well, thanks for sharing that.
Thank you, Stuart.
We're going to move on to the fun part of the show, where I get to hear Christina's three films that have impacted everything in your adult life. Are you ready for this, Christina?
I am so ready for that.
Brilliant. Now, I'll just explain the rules as little as they are. Christina's given me three films. We're going to talk about each of those films for 5 minutes. And when we hear this noise...
Oh, boy.
You can hear that at your end, okay?
Loud and clear.
Excellent. Right then, without further ado, let's jump in to three films that have impacted everything in your adult life. Christina, Star Wars Empire Strikes Back, 1980, written by Loris Kasdan, directed by Irving Kirshner. Where's this fit in your fond memories of film? Tell us more.
Ah, Star Wars. Star Wars is major. Star Wars is massive. It fits so well my adult life that my husband and I got married to the Star Wars opening theme music, just so you know.
Oh, that's amazing.
So Star Wars, I saw it at a young age. Obviously, not when it came out. I wasn't not that young. But I saw it really young. And I remember being fascinated by the world and the opportunity.
Yeah.
And not quite grasping a lot of things. And then I saw it again. I mean, we saw the whole trilogy before the new trilogy came out, and again before the new trilogy came out, and every time I can't stop watching it. Every time I watch it, it's just purely entertaining. It's mega. It's a space odyssey, and it's so well developed. Like the care it has. Here's what I like about Star Wars. I'm Greek, so okay. I am very like Greek tragedy. Is in my DNA. It's in everything I've been reading since high school. And in my view, especially Empire Strikes Back, spoiler alert, Luke, I am your father. That's very Greek. That's very tragic. The whole story, I mean, it's phenomenal and the visual effects are great and blah, blah, blah. But what I love is how deeply troubled by fate, but how deeply troubled the characters are just by fate, by where and when and by whom they were born. And it's a theme that keeps that, well, I find it very dominant and I'm very drawn to it. And it's fun.
Yeah, because I mean, it's interesting, isn't it? Because you've got the big space opera, the sci-fi.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Laser guns, the spaceships, which appeals to the kids, the kid stuff. But the drama is really universal and cuts to the heart, doesn't it? It's not the big emotional beats of all the trilogies is always about somebody being dramatically.
I think so. I think that's why the show has persevered. The film and everything that's spun off after that has persevered because it's very universal, and it's founded on prototypes. It's founded on the basics of storytelling, but it's at the same time very entertaining. I mean, I used to be very into sophisticated art house films, and then I saw that, thinking I'm not gonna like it. You know, basically it was my friends who are all boys, and they dragged me to the theater, and like, this is not for me. And I ended up dressing up as Princess Leia and putting my hair up. And it is very enjoyable in an unapologetic way, if that makes sense.
I have to ask, if you got married to, if the opening theme tune for Star Wars is what you walked out to at your wedding, how soon into your relationship was the mutual love of Star Wars outed for the pair of you?
Probably pretty early. Yeah. Probably pretty early. I mean, I remember when Force Awakens opened, we both went there fully nerded out. Though, to be honest, it's not a huge part of our relationship. It's just we're both... I mean, I have a background. I'm a screenwriter. I have a background in acting. My husband is a rock singer. Mm. We're both very loud in our parties. So we wanted a very loud theme that anyone would understand that the force is coming. and all our friends know the same theme. So my wedding was a fun rock party, I'd like to think, at a beach.
Excellent, excellent. So do you have Empire Strikes Back in particular, do you have a favorite scene?
My father, I am your father. I didn't see that coming. The revelation was huge for me. Oh.
There's our first 5 minutes already stopping us in our
track. That was 5 minutes?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Right then, moving swiftly along, but stepping back in time, but also going into a future. 1968, written and directed by Stanley Kubrick, aided by Arthur C. Clarke. We've got 2001, A Space Odyssey. Where do you first see this film? Where does this feature in your film life?
This was featured quite late in my life, actually.
Okay.
And this, despite the fact that those two films are both space related, this film, I found it deeply troubling, deeply philosophical, deeply analytical. And the reason why I feel it has impacted my adult life is that I could talk about the movie a lot, but the way it has affected me is that every time I tackle a theme as a writer, as a thinker, as a philosopher, as a friend, but whenever I go one level deeper, the themes are very often, I very often use that film to explain what I mean. So for example, for those who haven't seen the film, A, you should. B, you should with patience. B, there is, so the film does a journey in space, but also through time. It starts with monkeys and the beginning of evolution until what's the English word for that? Like a pyramid shape, monolithos. The Greek word is monolithos.
Oh, monolith. The monolith.
A monolith. Oh, monolith. There you go. So until the monolith shows up, the monkey grabs it, tosses it in the air, and it lands back as a unit control. And that monolith is a recurring theme, and in a way, it's all the time jumps of human evolution. And that monolith, to me, is the leap of faith that we as humans need, and that big jump. So technology is the monolith. AI is the current day monolith.
Yeah.
Nuclear weapons are the monolith. So that's what I mean when I say that every time we have those deep discussions, or I read novels, or I keep going back to that bloody monolith. It's surprisingly modern for the time that Kubrick made it. It's a very quiet film, I love long, quiet films that just let you get lured into their essence, and the music is phenomenal. And the quietness, there's a whole sequence in space, there's a whole sequence in space where an astronaut has to perform some tasks, and the computer gets, and this is in the 60s, so it's really impressive that this was done back then. So the computer starts having a conscience, and the computer starts a revolution, almost a quiet revolution, with a repetitive, no Dave, no Dave, no Dave.
Quite terrifying as well at that point.
It's very claustrophobic and terrifying, but not necessarily a pessimistic film. On the contrary, I'd say.
I mean, in some ways, it's like it for me, 2001 is that constant nagging thing of like, you know, why are we here? What are we here for? And then sometimes the horrible realization that it's meaningless, but actually our own lives are meaningful, even though in the grand scheme of things, no one's life is that meaningful, but it is to you. And it has, that's all it can ever be.
That is beautifully said. Do you like the film?
Very much so, yeah. Yeah, because of what you were saying, it doesn't say all that on the nose that I've just said to you, and it doesn't say on the nose everything you've said so far, but what it does is it prompts you to think. Oh, there goes the bell. The film prompts you to think about yourself, yet at the same time you're watching this kind of existential journey through time. Mm, like, you know, we know we evolved from apes. We know we did. We at this point we know we've done space travel, but we don't. The idea of joining those two things, like because in a way, I guess 1968, we've landed on the moon, so we've kind of got the future and the prehistoric past all kind of coming together as like in one moment, and therefore we're constantly looking backwards and forwards, aren't we? I mean, the idea now that I think somebody said like, in the last 50 years, we've progressed technologically faster than the previous 5 centuries.
Crazy, isn't it?
And you know, we as human beings have to keep up with that. And I think ultimately, and I think that it makes sense that the film would be as slow as it is, because slow is not a pejorative thing to say it's boring. It's that the slow allows you the time to consider what it's showing you and what it means to you. Which
precisely, which you need to travel through the slow.
Yeah.
And we're still looking for that monolith,
yeah.
Humans. It's our nature.
I mean, yeah. I mean, you think about the debates that I had about the Big Bang versus God. You know, we still haven't rushed. Mm. We still haven't worked it out. We can believe in what we want, but no one can present us with a black and white proof of anything. So therefore, it's still up for debate. Some things,
exactly.
But ultimately, the thing that you kind of have to focus on the fact that you make your life, nobody else, which is kind of a tough thing to, that's hugely accountable to yourself, isn't it? But like I say, at the same time, our lives are meaningless to most other people. It's not to the world, you know, if the world in a macro sense, not
in the grand scale,
yeah.
of the universe.
Yeah, I'm not saying you're meaningless or I'm meaningless. I'm saying that.
No, I understand. Oh, yeah.
In the grand scheme of things, we are. But ultimately, to get real meaning out of life, you have, it's what you put in, not what you take out. I think. I mean,
yeah.
I may be escaping from the film here a bit and just getting a bit of angst. But but that's what the film does. I think it's a great choice of film. Now your third choice is one I'm completely unfamiliar with, so I'm in your hands now.
Oh, okay.
To learn a bit more. We're talking about 1995's Underground, written and directed by, I think it's Amir Kusturica?
Kusturica.
Okay.
I don't know how to pronounce it in his language. We call it Kusturica. Amir Kusturica, Underground. So this is the opposite of the former two films. This is a very Balkan, surreal film filled with music and dancing and crazy people doing crazy things. So it's but it's deeply political and social at the same time. So the film, it's called Underground. The story is
it's about a group of Serbian socialists. I know that much.
Yeah, it's a group of Serbian socialists who are preparing a revolution, they are, because they need to go undercover, they live underground, literally underground.
Okay.
So the film is set under the in this surreal setting where these people have surreal lives. Like they take joy and they flirt and they dance and they have sex, but they prepare for a revolution. And there's a love triangle, and it's very fiery. And the what struck me about the film is the ease and audacity that the filmmaker uses in the music and the joie de vivre that the film has.
Okay.
It's a almost 3-hour film, and you're underground with these people and they want to go up for the longest time possible. And finally, the last 10 minutes of the film is where all the magic and all the dancing and the weirdness comes down to. So at the last 10 minutes of the film, the people come up and there's no war, and they stand on an island and the island starts breaking into pieces.
Oh my word.
And this is 1995. This is a Serbian director. And at the time, his country was being broken into pieces. Mm. And you don't see that coming. I mean, you know it's political because it's a group of socialists who prepare for the war, but the war has already happened. The country's already broken to pieces. And it's beautifully heartbreaking in many, many ways. So I love that film because I, as a screenwriter and as a person who loves films, I was drawn by how you can tell one story, but really you're telling a different story, and you can use storytelling and narratives and different mediums to show whatever it is you want to show, but you don't need to be didactic in any way. You can have. It's the first time I saw a surreal film. It's the first time I saw something that was not the typical narrative that I was used to from my.
I was going to. That's what I wanted to ask. Reading around about it, but having not seen it, how does the surreality of the drama help make the point if it's not making the point on the nose, as it were?
It honestly, I think I almost don't know if it wasn't written and directed by the same person. Like, I don't know if I were to write that and you were to direct it, I don't know if it could be in the same. Like, this is the kind of film that an auteur would make because it's a very culturally, the Serbian culture, our cultures are very, very similar. So the culture and the music and the attitude is immersed in these people. So they behave in a way that no Englishman, no American person, no German person would ever behave. And frankly, that's how it is. I mean, during the war and the bombings in Serbia, there was at the time there was a video release of this violin player who just kept playing violin at a square while they were bombarding the city around him. It's in their culture, and I'm not Serbian, but it's a beautiful element, and it's a different approach to life.
Wow, no, it sounds like something I should be watching. So I will.
I think you'll enjoy it.
It sounds, it sounds fascinating. Well, look, we've reached the end of three films that have impacted everything in your adult life.
Thank you.
We've had Star Wars Empire Strikes Back. We've had 2001 A Space Oddity. And we've, as you just heard, we talked about Underground. Christina also talked about her work with the OWL screenwriting program. I will put a link in the show notes as to how you can find out more and apply for that. And it just gives me to say thank you very much for joining us on the Britflix podcast.
Thank you very much for having me. It was a pleasure.
I'm
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.